This is a presentation from Dream Realm Enterprises, where dreams are our reality.
What in the galaxies is that?
I'm reluctant to say it, Dr. Borsch, but perhaps you were right. This thing we're pursuing might not be friendly.
I knew we should have stayed in the station.
Well, it's too late to turn back now. Besides, as you're so fond of pointing out, you've got a gun. How much harm could we come to? Well, come on, I suggest we check out where those screams were. Where is everyone today? It's rather odd to be in a mine shaft with no miners.
No one bothered going to work today. The drill packed it in.
Is that common?
On this space? Are you kidding? You've seen the state of the equipment. The things needed to be replaced for weeks now. At least that's the word from the miners in the station canteen.
This operation never ceases to amaze me. So inefficient.
What did I say about your opinions, Doctor? Right. I've had about all I can stomach of these mines. The girl obviously isn't here. I think it's time we got back to the lab and on with our work. We've not even seen any signs of this battle the computer talked about, let alone that useless girl, Amara.
Wait a minute, aren't you forgetting about those screams we heard? And what about our glowing friend?
I no longer care. Now let's get out of here.
Wait. Look, behind those rocks, I think I see a hand.
Yes. Yes, you're right. I can see something.
If I were you, I'd stay right where you are.
I knew you'd go through my gun eventually, Doctor. Go on, then. Pull the trigger. Shoot me down in cold blood. Well, go on. You can't do it, can you?
I'm no killer. Now, shall we see what's behind those rocks? You lead the way.
Doctor Who, The Mines of Mandor. Written by Jonathan Patrick Russell and Jackson Rees. Part 4.
Seems like our local murderer has struck again.
Is that all you could say? Did you know him?
We've talked to one another sometimes in the canteen. His name is Trino, one of Mixtin's security guards.
I've seen death inflicted this way before. He was hit by some kind of massive electric charge. Now, where have I seen this type of wound before?
Stop wasting time. A guard has died. So what? We need to get back to the lab and work on the cure for Yonex disease, Doctor. Or have you forgotten?
You can't order me around anymore, Borsch. You don't have your precious weapon. Or have you forgotten that? Quick, this way.
It's Mixtin, the ignorant fool. What's he doing here?
He looks in a pretty bad way. I'd say we were just in time to save his life, wouldn't you?
What was that? You fool, Doctor. You shouldn't have taken my pistol away. Come out, wherever you are. I'll kill you with my bare hands. I'll give you to the count of three. One, two... No!
Now that we've drawn them back into the bowels of the mineshaft, it may be more difficult to dispense with this battle.
That's right. They know the layout of this place better than we do. Any casualties?
Not many of ours have been hit, but theirs are dropping by the minute.
Stay where you are and drop your weapons!
Oh no! I thought I must have taken a wrong turn when I slid down that chute! There's no need to fire your weapons. I'm unarmed.
She doesn't look like a miner, ma'am. She's just a kid.
Oh no. What have I got myself into now?
Hold it. Stay right where you are. Well, that is true. Now, see, I'm unarmed. I released the power pack, ejected it. I don't mean you any harm, you know. You two are acquainted? Yes. Well, sort of. Well, all right, no. But I am here to help. Mixton is ill, can't you tell? Now I need to get him back to the lab to find out if my suspicions are correct. Yes. That he has Yonex disease.
What is your name?
My name is Amara. I mean no harm, so it would be pointless to shoot me.
You're not one of the miners?
No. I'm with the scientific division. Here to find a cure for Yonex disease.
Could she be telling the truth, Captain Jaleer? You know, there is a science team set up here.
Former Mixton seems to think that you're space pirates. But you don't look like space pirates to me.
You can just call us professionals for hire.
So, Dr. Borsch was right. You're mercenaries. But why are you here?
That's our business.
Look, I'm not your enemy. You let me go, I have to get back to Dr. Borsch. It's of vital importance. We're close to a breakthrough against the disease.
You can't go wandering off through these corridors on your own. You'll get shot by our men.
Lieutenant Harrow, instruct your men to keep the miners held down here. You and I should take this young lady back to her test tubes.
Captain?
You know what we came here for, Lieutenant.
Yes, ma'am.
Then I think it's best that our young friend here be taken back to her lab.
Yes, Captain.
So, Dr. Borsch is dead just like the others. Killed by an electrical charge, very high voltage. I take it you're a root. Of old. So, your war with the Centaurans has brought you to Mandor. What do you want here? Are you also after the cure for Yonex disease, or do you simply want mineral Z1138? Tell me, were you in league with the late Dr. Ulbrani Borsch here? Yes, indeed. And I take that as a no. I see. But you do know Mixton. All right, there's no need to get stroppy, old fella. We're all friends here, but first I must get Mixton back to the lab. The mineral you seek is in the lab, do you understand? By all means. Oh, come on, Mixton. Mixton. Oh, well, I suppose I'll have to carry you over my shoulder. Oh, but you're heavier than you look. Come on, old chap, just you follow me.
Is this your lab, Amara?
Yes. Oh, no.
What is it?
Borsch and the Doctor. They're not here. Oh, I don't believe this. They probably went looking for me.
Who's the Doctor?
Just some guy who turned up. The man with all the answers.
Captain? What shall we do?
I think we should wait here. I'm sure Amara's friends will be back shortly.
And what of Mixton and the mineral?
You know Mixton? And about the mineral?
Captain, should I...
No! No, Lieutenant. We need this young lady alive, at least for now.
You'd actually kill me?
If you get in the way of my mission, you better believe I would.
There we are. See, I got us there in the end. I told you so.
Ah, the doctor, I presume. So kind of you to join us.
Hello. How are things?
Careful, Doctor. They've got guns.
Thank you, Amara. I can't see that. Now, do you mind if I put him down? He's rather heavy, and I brought him a rather long way.
By all means.
It's Mixton!
So it is. And who is this other one with you?
I rather thought you two might know each other already. This is a Rutan scout.
Rutans? Here? Why? We were here first. That mineral is ours.
We're here. This is the hatchback into the main station.
Suppose Captain Jalea has made it up to these upper levels. How will we explain ourselves?
We'll stick to the story we came up with, Jardim. Just relax.
Relax? But what if she doesn't believe us?
Then she'll probably have our bronze for breakfast. Look, we'll cross that bridge when we come to it, little brother. Now come on.
Captain, this must be the creature Braxa and Jardim were talking about.
Of course. So they weren't delusional after all.
Or you'll do what? I don't think you'll get very far from here with it, and obviously you don't know where to find it without our help. So what are you going to do, hmm?
You're bluffing.
Somehow I doubt that. Rutans aren't known for playing poker, you know.
Poker?
Oh, never mind. Just believe me when I tell you he's telling the truth. He's a scout, the first of many of his kind. And if he doesn't get what he's come here after and report to his superiors, they'll send a ship to investigate what's happened to their scout here. Now, I'd get out of here right now if I were you, Captain. Because I don't even think your mercenary forces are quite well equipped to handle a Rutan fighting force. We've seen what only one of these creatures can do, but a whole army...
Your point is taken, Doctor. But I can't leave you without that mineral. It could be the key to the cure for Yonick's disease.
You know about it? Who hired you to come here?
The Outer Governments. They were afraid their best interests weren't being taken to heart by the Gallifrey Alliance or the Treants.
Gallifrey Alliance? I have been out of touch.
Look, never mind that. We're being paid a lot of money to come back with that cure. Billions of lives depend on it, and I am not leaving here without it. Do you understand me?
Now there's one for the record books. A band of mercenaries on a humanitarian mission.
We're being paid well for our services. The Outer Governments knew we'd get things done.
Here, take this. It'll provide you all the information you need.
Doctor, you're giving them the cure. Just like that.
I know it's a gamble, Amara, but I somehow trust this woman. I don't think she's lying. I don't think she needs to.
Thank you, Doctor. You have good instincts.
I know I do. Now don't go letting them down.
Somehow I think you'd make a very worthy opponent, Doctor.
Let's hope we never find out, eh?
Indeed. It won't be a good day for you if ever we do.
Cheeky.
Come on, Captain Jaleo. Let's get out of here.
Yes, Lieutenant. Lead the way.
Go, Captain! I'll take care of him!
Haro, no!
There's nothing you could do for him, Jaleo. Now get out of here!
Yes, all right. Thank you again, Doctor.
You wouldn't understand.
Captain Jalea, we found you.
Yes, and we're right about the monster bit. This Vaban of yours is a Rutan scout. And there are more of his kind out there, lots more. Before long, this asteroid may be crawling with Rutans. We must get away from here. Come on!
We're happily right behind you, Captain.
Oh, I have managed to collect an adequate amount of the mineral you desired.
Easy, Mixton. Mixton is ill. He can't help you, but I might be able to treat him. As you wish.
What on Tria is going on? What are the Rutans?
An unfriendly race at war with the Centaurans. They have the ability to change shape, and it seems that this one here is responsible for all these murders. That would explain all these power losses you've been experiencing as well. Our Rutan friend here must be feeding off your energy.
But that's been happening for weeks, Doctor. Ever since I arrived here.
You're sure?
Of course I am.
Then I'm afraid the ship that brought you here may have been the one our friend rode here on.
But how? Wouldn't it have been detected?
Not if it killed someone before it left your destination and assumed their physical form. I hope I can.
I don't want his help. I don't need his help.
Ah, Mixton. Awake again, are you? You know, you don't seem too well. Bad cough, and it looks like you're having trouble standing.
I am as fit as a gladiator. There is nothing wrong with me. Nothing.
But that's where you're wrong. Even a paranoid, ignorant fool like you could see that you have Yonex disease.
No.
He's right. Your body is entering the paralysis stage. That's why you're having trouble standing. The doctor is going to try and help you, Mixton.
If I were given just a little time to come up with a proper cure, Mixton, I might be able to save you.
What do you mean by proper cure?
Borsch and I came up with something that will kill this disease. But there's a 50-50 chance it could kill a living subject.
Silence! I have no need of you or your help. I never did. So why don't I just get rid of you right now?
Elimination. That must mean you want to kill us all when you've finished, hmm?
That's a very good piece of observation, Doctor. You are dangerously clever. All the more reason to destroy you now.
You betrayed your own kind, Mixton. And to these butchers, the Rutans. You even betrayed your queen.
Yes, I admit it. I sold everyone out. I may regret it, but I was given the chance to be rid of space pirates. Like you.
There are no space pirates, Mixton. There never were any. Your paranoid mind made them up. Listen, I know what happened to you when you were a lad, but it's okay now. The space pirates are not coming back, Mixton. They can't harm you anymore.
You are far too well informed for your own good, Doctor. But you don't know everything.
Well, perhaps I don't, but I've been astute enough to know what you've been up to. You've been a paranoid fool, Mixton. The Rutans can offer you nothing but death. But I can help you.
No. You're wrong. You have to be.
Space pirates. There aren't any in this part of the galaxy. In fact, there aren't any space pirates for at least 100 light years in any direction. They aren't out there, Mixton. Only a Rutan attack fleet. And if you think otherwise, you're quite insane.
Insane? Oh, no. I'm not voxed, Doctor. I'm in complete control of my faculties.
Are you sure? I mean, look at you. You could barely stand, let alone actually do anything to us.
You're wrong, Doctor. I will be triumphant. What? No. We made a deal. No. No, it can't be.
You've been betrayed, Mixton. Can't you see that with your own eyes?
But why do you want Z-1138 so badly? Why is it so important to you Rutans?
They need unique properties of Z-1138. Their sun is dying. The mineral will be used as a replacement power source.
Ah, yes. I should have realized. So, you Rutans have just about used up your sun, then. Depleted it of its energy in your pointless war against the Centaurans. And now you need a new power source to run your fleets. You know you'll never get away with it.
Are you sure about that, Rutan? I won't let you destroy me along with the others. You betrayed me. And now you will pay.
Not today, thank you.
You killed it!
Yes, I did, didn't I?
But what was it, Doctor?
It was the vial that contained the liquefied sample of eunuch's disease. Interesting.
Is it?
Well, yes, Amar, don't you see? This disease affects the Rutans as well. They must be much more susceptible to its effects than humanoids.
But what about the Rutan battle fleet? Won't it be on its way here?
I don't think so, Amara.
What do you mean?
I mean that it's easily remedied. All we have to do is utilize that satellite of Dr. Borsch's to ward off any passing ships and keep them from coming into the vicinity.
I don't understand, Doctor.
All it will take is just a little bit of tinkering on my part to adjust that satellite to send out a warning signal. Against eunuch's disease.
You mean it will convince any passing ship that we're a plague colony that is to be avoided?
Precisely, Amara.
That's very clever.
Yes, I thought so too. Ouch! That does hurt, you know. Are you sure you've done this before?
Giving someone an injection is becoming second nature. Especially considering how many I've had to give to the mining staff these past couple of days.
Yes, well, I still say you're being overprotective where I'm concerned, Amara. If the disease was going to affect me, surely it would have done so by now.
Better safe than sorry, Doctor. After all, you were just as exposed to Mixon as the rest.
I've never been fond of needles. Has that emergency cargo ship arrived from Tria yet?
Yes, I gave them all their inoculations as well. And the formula for the cure is now on its way back to Tria, as well as the other inner planets.
Excellent. And I'm sure Captain Jalea has reached the Outer Worlds by now with her batch. Nothing quite like a happy ending, eh?
True enough. It's a shame so many people had to die, though.
Yes. Yes, indeed.
If only life were like a fairy tale, where no one ever dies, villains are easily defeated, and no one is ever sad. Still, you beat the Rutans in the end.
Indeed, indeed. I don't think they'll be poking their nose around these parts again in a hurry. Still, there are one or two things that worry me, though.
Oh? Like what?
Well, Dr. Borsch's motivation, for one thing. Just why did she do the things she did?
That's easy. She must have been working for the Rutans.
You think so?
She had to be. Didn't she? I mean, somebody had to be behind all her actions, didn't they?
Well, it's hard to say. She certainly was adamant that they weren't. Still, she was a psychotic killer, after all. Sadly, we may never know.
Right, that's that done. How do you feel?
Like I've recently had a very large syringe stabbed into my arm.
Oh, stop whining.
Whining? My dear girl, I'll have you know that I do not whine. Anyway, if you're done sticking needles into me, it's time I get back to my TARDIS.
Yes.
Pardon?
Yes. I will come with you.
Oh. Oh, right. But, I haven't invited you to.
I know, but you were going to. Weren't you?
Yes. Am I really that predictable?
No. That's just what I like about you, Doctor.
Good. Well, I suppose the only thing to say now is, welcome to my world, Miss Amara Tal.
Doctor Who, The Minds of Mandor, starred Ron Smith as the Doctor, Rebecca McCarthy as Amara, Victoria Gordon as Dr. Borsch, Kyle Bear as Braxa, Teg Gray as Mixton, Sally Wiggett as Captain Jillian, Joe Thomas as Vaben, Ellie Hirschman as Jardin, Kyle Bors as Lieutenant Harrow. Title music by Duncan McPherson, based on the original version by Ron Grainer. Incidental music provided by First Kong. The producer of the episode was Kyle Bors. Co-producer was Ron Smith. Post-production editing and sound design provided by Gene Williams and Jonathan Patrick Russell. The script editor, executive producer, and director was Jonathan Patrick Russell. The story, The Minds of Mandor, copyright Dream Realm Enterprises 2005. No attempt has been made to supersede or infringe any other existing copyright in relation to Doctor Who or its concepts and sounds, which remains property of the British Broadcasting Corporation. For additional information, comments, or questions, please email us at darkbuilding1@yahoo.com. On behalf of Dream Realm Enterprises, I am Sally Wiggett. Thank you for listening.
Please join us for our next adventure titled The Net, available soon from Dream Realm Enterprises and found at dreamrealmsite.com.